The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 24 June 2011. Callers standing by. Let's not disappoint. Jerry in Indiana. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John.
Hi.
There's three things I wanted to comment on real quick. First, I'd like to be the first to tell you that I was driving down the road yesterday and was listening to your program while driving, and I thought it was just fabulous the way you explained how we really presented a communist China to the world by kicking General Chiang Kai-shek in the teeth.
Yep.
Now, I was born in 35, so that meant that I went through the war. Mm-hmm. And I can remember uncles, they're all passed now, and aunts that would rant and rave right at, towards the end of the war, or might have been right after it, about the stupidity of that whole thought process by the government.
Yeah.
And they would just go into completely berserk rant over it. And I was not old enough to really grasp what they were saying. And when I listened to you yesterday, it was as if you brought the whole family back.
You know, that's what history, true history, has a tendency to do, you know?
Oh, it was really neat. And I could actually even see them sitting around the dining room table talking about it over coffee and pie.
Yeah. I mean, and really, I mean, think about this. We went to Korea. How many men did we lose there, supposedly fighting communists? We
went have a peace treaty.
We went to Vietnam, supposedly to fight communists. How many millions died after we left? Here we've got the new boogeyman now. It's called Al-Qaeda because we're now sleeping with the communists. Or wait a minute. We are the communists.
Yeah, and all of those things you mentioned, plus, how about the Reagan years? You know, we still don't have peace treaties with any of these people that we've gone in and murdered.
That's right.
The next thing I wanted to talk about is when news broadcasters, particularly on stations like ours, meaning yours, talk about Mid-East wars and the expenses and what it's doing to our budget and so forth. Please, let's not forget our children that go as cannon fodder.
Oh, that does not escape me.
You know, I was lucky. There was some military action I was involved in on the Czechoslovakia border. But my son went in. It was peacetime. And then all of a sudden he was assigned to Marine Command at Fort Smith, Camp Smith, Hawaii, and in the Mideast. They were the headquarters for Mideast Command. And all of a sudden, next thing he knew, he was in on the invasion of Iraq the second time. And, you know, we encouraged him because there was a $50,000 student scholarship that they were offering at the time.
Hang on, Jerry. You're battling the bumper music. Hang on. I'll bring you back right after the break. 800-313-9443.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back. Go ahead, Jerry.
I guess I forgot where I was at, the truth.
Well, that's fine.
I know where it was at. And so, you know, my son was in on the invasion as a Marine in Baghdad or Iraq. And, I would never have lived with myself if something would have happened to him, having encouraged him to go in, you know, because I by then had already, I already knew the motives behind our leadership in Washington in terms of putting our kids in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I saw a window there, but they closed it faster by going into Iraq.
Yeah.
The other thing is that, and this is the final thing, this last week on they put out a thing called the Vote Ron Paul, and there's a series of things that he's doing that day or whatever. And I think the interview was Russia Today, and this female reporter says, and by the way, Dr. Paul, have you thought about who your running mate's going to be? And he says, well, I haven't given any thought, but I know that Judge Andrew Napolitano would be a choice right there at the top, or something to that effect.
And I saw that same broadcast, and I think it was one of the talking heads that said maybe he'd make a better Chief Justice or maybe the Attorney General.
Listen, John, that's I don't know about making a better one, but between Ron and Andrew Napolitano, those two guys can come up with a first-class Attorney General. I like Andrew Napolitano for Veep because he is so well accepted all over the United States,
mm-hmm.
in spite of him being on Fox News. I mean, it won't hurt Ron Paul to have Judge Napolitano be supportive of him and possibly be his running mate.
I can't disagree with that. Hey, Jerry, thanks for your call.
You're quite welcome.
I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, good work.
All right, thanks. You're telling me to refresh, Mr. Producer? Okay, I did. Okay, well, yeah, I already did. By the way, got another, since I mentioned that, nobody had spoken one word about what I had covered yesterday. And David sends me an email. He says, thank you so much for reading last night of the 1940s documents. It was so important. I'm 100% committed to the truth movement and love your network. Well, thank you. Appreciate it very much. You know, part of the keys to our future is discovering our past. Discovering who did what to whom and who was zooming whom and how they did it is most important. You know, it's not only current issues, it's also history as well. I want to be a full-service stop. I don't want to waste anybody's time. Yeah, I could get up every single day of my life and rant about the current issues of the day and pull my hair out and get you all excited and all that stuff. Well, I could do that if that's what you wanted me to do. But I also like to cover history as well. That's why people like Deanna Spingola, I love her so much, because she goes into the history. And how are you ever going to keep from repeating those mistakes? Because in this document that I read yesterday, were the terms coalition government. And nobody snapped to it, but that's what the term that they're using now. We're going in and we're democratizing countries all over the place with coalition governments. Really? Is that what the people wanted? Or is that what you wanted? Rich in Alabama. Hello, Rich.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to hear that. Just want to let you know, yesterday when during lunch break, I was watching Fox News, and one of the pretty blondes on the network mentioned... coming up, is the Constitution relevant anymore? And apparently on, I think it's either Time Magazine or Newsweek, they had a picture of the Constitution. It looked like it was going through the shredder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there waiting to listen to this thing, and all of a sudden there's a news flash, and there's some guy in Texas riding around on a Harley Davidson taunting the police, and they must have covered that for 15 minutes, it seemed like, and I had to get back to work, so I left. But I just wanted to let you know that that was mentioned yesterday on Fox News.
Yeah, today on the headline news, and that's the pop culture version of the shortened lies and misinformation and misdirection we give you. Like the condensed version of CNN. Yeah, I saw that today. But I wasn't aware of that program yesterday. They had to just cut live to another chase. See, that one's more exciting because motorcyclists and high-speed chases, odds are you end up dead. So that was more titillating. But I wonder why they didn't ask what they usually ask. Well, let's hear your opinion about that. They should have, because they would have gotten an earful. But you know what? From their way of thinking, Rich, it's not relevant anymore. It really isn't, because it's now transnational business and corporations and world government. Oh, but they never use that term. But see, all of that has to go by the wayside, and they're fully aware of this. All of that has to go by the wayside to join the global party. So they were probably correct from their standpoint and their point of view. They don't represent us. They don't even represent news anymore. They're just opinion makers and liars. Rich, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
One other thing before I sign off. Just an idea. Since the 4th of July is coming up, it might be a good idea if there's, you know, folks that want to promote the network, hang out at the fireworks stands and pass out your cards and hold up some signs that talk about the Founding Fathers' warnings about the banks.
That'd be a good idea. 800-724-2719. People stock up on the cards. That's not a bad idea. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the suggestion.
Take care, John.
All right. I wanted to say, by the way, down here in Texas, they've canceled 4th of July. Seriously. In Williamson County here, there's usually a big firework display out at Settlers Park, which is Dell Diamond, which is the AAA ball club for the Texas Rangers now. Yeah, Texas Rangers now. But at any rate, they've canceled them. They're going to now do them in December. The 4th of July in December. December 9th, I think the date was. So all fireworks sales have been banned here in Texas because of the drought. And I don't know why everybody's excited. Hell, Independence Day should be canceled anyhow. You know, for years and years and years, growing up as a kid, you know, our 4th of July sale, and they have a picture of George Washington or something. You know, and it was to hawk a product. You know, and I have not seen real. What would a real celebration for the 4th of July really look like? I mean, it's just beer and barbecues and fireworks now. And a day to screw around. Nobody works on the 4th. Well, almost nobody. Willis in Idaho. Hello, Willis.
I got a couple things for you today.
Yeah.
The 4th of July has just plain made me sad for many years. And so I don't even know what to say about that. second thing I wanted to talk to you about is I had an idea. This is kind of a hot potato, so I'll understand if you don't want to touch it. But I had an idea. I'm upset. I'm up here in this up here in Idaho, and they're doing that free trade zone. And I've been trying to think of ways to get people understanding what that's about and what's going on up here. And so I had this idea of remember those wanted posters in, you know, the Old West for criminals and bad guys, and putting up a wanted poster for the governor and saying it's for treason, and then explaining what exactly he's done. That's probably get me in trouble pretty quick, huh?
Well, I don't know. You would only be in trouble if somebody came looking for you. But it might be an interesting way to find out. But I'll tell you what, for any harassment that you might get, it might be well worth doing it, because it may wake some people up to actually what's going on. Is there any way... Now, you have some time to play around with this one, because it's only the 24th. If you could do a website and have that poster point to a website with more information that you want to put out, because posters are real hard. How much information can you put on one poster? It's nice to say, I mean, this is saying to somebody that doesn't know what's going on that Butch Otter should be taken in for treason. Well, why? But you would get somebody's attention if you did that, but then lead them to send the information as to why you put that poster up there.
Yeah. It sounds like you could do it for Rick Perry, too.
What I want to do for Rick Perry, I can't do by way of poster or website. Hey, thanks for your call, Willis.
Hold on. One more thing, John.
Okay, hold on. Well, I got to take the break then. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
Willis, you had something else?
I do. I had a question. As far as your bumper music goes, do you guys have to pay for that? How does the licensing work on that?
Why, Willis, why are you asking me that question?
Because I got into your archives, and I was trying to get some of them, and some of them are gone, apparently, because of licensing with the bumper music.
And how did you discover that?
That's all he would tell me. I had to understand. Who he? Drawing a conclusion.
Who he told you that?
One of the guys that I called there.
Oh, okay, at the network.
Yeah.
I was trying to find out how you got that information. Yeah, that's correct.
Are those just going to be gone for good or?
No. They're being scrubbed. 11 out of the 20 shows that had some offending music to it. Is being scrubbed and it's going to be put back in place.
And so those guys, they call you up and they make you take that. So ridiculous. And I'm sorry that that happened.
Well, and it was a lawyer out of New York representing BMI Chrysalis. And I personally think it was a setup, but yeah, we'll see. But at any rate, $150,000 fine per incident.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, all I can say is God bless you.
All right, man.
Thanks.
All right. Here's a letter, and Willis, you may be interested in this, from Lori N. Shoemaker in Boise, Idaho. A letter to Governor C.L. Butch Otter. Dear Governor Otter, regarding free trade zones, these are actually foreign trade zones. People are making that mistake. In Idaho, your response to the ever-illustrious Mr. Jack Stewart mentioned that the FTZs are under the direct control of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Does this imply that you, our state governor, will have no authority in the free trade or foreign trade zones? This is important to know. Your letter also stated operating, owning, or using FTC does not exempt an individual or company from existing U.S. laws regarding immigration, customs, and national security. What you didn't cover was city, state, and county laws, as well as other regulating laws from the likes of the FDA, the FCC, the IRS, the DOT, Department of Agriculture, etc., which begs the question, will those FTZs in Idaho be made to comply with laws that Idaho citizens are obliged to comply with and adhere to? Mr. Stewart posed a similar question, in my opinion, that wasn't answered. And that was, will they receive any favors not available to the American developers? We natural-born citizens of the United States, and also the great state of Idaho, and also other numerous, and also the county of Ada, and also the city of Boise, Meriden, and otherwise, are subject to numerous jurisdictions, authorities, and agencies, rules, laws, and regulations. Will those in the FTC live subject to the same jurisdictions, authorities, agencies, rules, laws, and regulations, as well as natural-born citizens? Much advance appreciation for your thoughtful consideration to the issues for your response. Sincerely, Lori Shoemaker. Can't wait till the letter comes back. Can't wait. How hard is life getting in the United States? Oh, gosh, you tell me, folks. I already have my opinion, but I got mine. If you do much grocery shopping, you probably noticed the cost of food has been rising at a very brisk pace over the past year. So why are they rising so fast? According to the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Shalom Bernanke, inflation is still very low and the economy is improving. So what's going on here? When I go to the grocery store these days, there are very few things that I will buy unless they're on sale. In fact, I've noticed that many of the new sale prices are the old regular prices. Other items have had their packages reduced in size in order to hide the price increase. But with millions of American families just barely scraping by as it is, going to happen if food prices keep rising this rapidly? The food prices are especially painful if you're trying to eat healthy. Most of the low-priced stuff in the grocery stores is garbage. Eating a typical American diet is a highway to cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. But if you try to stick to food that's healthy or organic, you can blow through hundreds of dollars in a heartbeat. In fact, the reality is that tens of millions of American families have now essentially been priced out of the healthy diet. Soon there'll be millions of more American families will not be able to afford even an unhealthy diet. Some recent statistics compiled by the Bureau of Labor Statistics are absolutely staggering. According to a recent CNBC article, over the past year, many of the most popular foods in America have absolutely soared in price. Coffee, for instance, up 40%. Celery, 28%. While butter prices rose almost 27%. Rounding out the top five are bacon at 23.5% and cabbage at 23.3%. Unfortunately, it looks like the trend of rising food prices is accelerating. I'll tell you what CNBC said about this about the month of April alone when we get back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
CNBC says just for the month of April alone, just in April, the most recent month for the data available, grapes went up nearly 30%, cabbage jumped 17%, and orange juice surged more than 5%. Meat is becoming more expensive as well. Since March 2009, livestock prices have risen by 138%. Gee, have you gone to the store and looked at a nice little cut of filet mignon and stood there and let your mouth water? Don't drool on the meat case. I think that stuff's $21, $22 a pound now. So when Uncle Ben tells us that inflation is very low, he's really lying to you. On the stuff that people spend money on every day, like food and gas, prices have gone up dramatically. Ah, but you know what they did? They let loose the strategic oil reserves in the country. Do you know what that release of that strategic reserve was for? Political points, that's all. One day, supply of oil, that if you broke it down, that the refinery had made gasoline, about 880 million gallons of gasoline, which disappears in this country in about a day. I just filled up today. My tank wasn't even empty. I spent $60. Wait a minute. Let me get out my receipt here. I knew I kept this for a reason. Not just to make cool, brush-like sound effects on air. No. Gallon of gas at 3.49. I pumped a total of 15.983 gallons for $55.92. And I got an 18-gallon tank. So I still had, actually, it's almost 19 gallons. But if I would have filled that up, it would have been well over $60. Now, while people are spending that money on gas, they're not spending their money on anything else. Obviously. Unless they're insane and they still have room on their credit cards. Over the past year, the global food price has risen by 39%, and this has pushed approximately 44 million more people around the globe into poverty. When food prices rise in the U.S., it may be painful for millions of American families, but around the world, a rise in food prices can mean the difference between surviving and not surviving. I mean, literally. That is why it's been so alarming that the global price of wheat has approximately doubled over the past year. But it's just not been the wheat. Corn futures, 77% in the last 12 months. Rice gained 40%. Sugar jumped 65%. There will be shortages in corn, wheat, soybeans, coffee, cocoa this year or next, according to a Netherlands-based Rabobank Group. Don't even ask me to explain that. Prices also rose after droughts and floods from Australia to Canada ruined crops. Even before the recent spike in food prices, the world was struggling to get enough food to feed everybody. It's been estimated that somewhere in the world, someone starves to death every 3.6 seconds. And 75% of those are children under the age of 5. So what's going to happen if food prices keep on rising at the current pace? We're really starting to move into unprecedented territories, and nobody is quite sure what's going to happen next. So why is all this happening? Well, a lot of people are blaming the Fed Reserve of the quantitative easing. But it's just not the Fed that's to blame. The truth is that central banks all over the world have been recklessly printing money. When the amount of money in the economy goes up, the purchasing value of all existing money goes down. In the United States, that means that your dollar will not go as far as it did before. Duh. I would have left that line out of there. But it's just not the monetary policy that has been affecting food prices. In 2010 and 2011, we've seen an unprecedented wave of natural disasters and crazy weather. This has caused problems with all crops all over the globe. In addition, the U.S. economic policies are also playing a role. At this point, almost a third of all corn grown in the United States, guess what, is used for fuel. And that's going to increase. Guess what? They're going to be adding 15%, maybe up to 20% of alcohol made out of corn. And I'm sure they'll burn up half of the available corn that we produce. So, is this going to be the genetically modified crap? One could certainly hope so. The number of Americans that are going to food pantries and soup kitchens has increased by 46% since 2006. Right now, there's 44 million Americans on food stamps. Nearly half of them are children. So, this is going to get worse. Is Ron Paul going to be correct in his assessment that inflation will reach 50% going further into this year, into next year? If that is the case, what are you paying for a bag of potatoes right now? What are you going to be paying for a gallon of gas? What are you going to be paying for natural gas to heat your home if you decide that, well, maybe I can sneak it down farther enough that, the furnace will kick on before I literally freeze to death. And this has been going on for a number of years, especially those on fixed incomes, trying to buy heating oil to heat their homes. Yeah. Well, Mark in Texas, let me take a call here. Hi, Mark.
A word to the wise.
Quit picking on Rick Perry?
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't let that fuel tank get below a quarter tank, especially in the summer. You burn your fuel pump up. Then you got the pleasure of pulling the tank.
And
the fuel actually keeps that pump cool.
Okay.
It ain't water cooled, it's gas cooled, or ethanol, you know, cool.
Well, and also, if there's any water in the bottom of your tank, guess what sucks it up first?
Your car's pretty new. It's possible.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, don't really, John, seriously, don't let it go below a quarter.
Hmm.
Just a word to the wise.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, believe me, I know these stupid pumps.
All right, fuel pump man.
Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know. It's something to keep in mind because you don't need to be out there working. And by the way, one other little hint.
Yeah.
You got central heating air, I'm quite sure. You got a window unit yet? They're under $100.
No, I don't.
They're under $100. You can go get you an LG straight from China, walk down to your Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, and just grab you one of these. They're like $95 or so.
Uh-huh.
They ain't very big.
Uh-huh.
110 volts, and they'd sure keep one room cool while you're, or me, the one scraping up the money to get the expensive serviceman out there.
I live in a two-story house that actually should have a dual-zone air conditioner in, and it doesn't.
Uh-huh. You got a single unit for a two-story?
Yeah.
My God.
I'm just one of these poor schlups that needed a house without filling out any tax forms, man. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we solved our cooling problems here in the control room for the network. I went out and bought one of these freestanding units that vents everything to the outside, including the water.
Oh, it looks like the robot on Lost in Space?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
$275, and I'll tell you what, I can put my hands on any computer, anything that generates any heat in that control room, and it's cool to the touch.
That's a good deal. That'll lengthen the life of the computers and then some.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was one of the major, you know, I'm buying stuff all the time to try to make this stuff go a few months longer.
Yeah.
I had to break down and do it. I've been battling ways. I've been trying to figure out ways for 3 years to keep that room clean.
Yeah.
And clean not only dust-wise because it's sucking everything and blowing it out the window, the heat. And this is the first unit I've ever seen where it doesn't. Most air conditioners are nothing but dehumidifiers.
Right.
That's all that they are. But I've never seen a unit before that you didn't have to keep emptying the water out. And even your window units, it vents to the outside, sure, but it also leaks all that water. It condenses to the outside as well. This one, you don't have to do that. It just blows the water and everything right out the window.
I'll be darned.
Yep.
Not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Think about them window units, though. You know, for under $100, you can't go wrong.
Well, and you know what? I'm not going to put it. I could have done that here at the network and caught hell from the association that didn't even like me buying solar screens for my windows because they wanted me to run it through a company that only they approved. And I said, look, I've got a friend that's doing this for half the cost. Go stick it in your ear. Well, we don't know about that. And I said, I don't know about you. You're the yahoo that wanted to plant a crepe myrtle right next to my car, my parking space.
When it comes to the economy, we're going through consolidation, even in the flipping sunscreen companies.
I'm telling you what.
What is next? Hey, John, take care, buddy.
Thanks, Mark. Bye, appreciate it. Man, I had a little experience today. By the way, Candy, thank you for this. I just heard you say that you didn't receive any emails regarding yesterday's show about communism in China and our involvement with that. I stopped work, ran to the computer so I could tell you how amazing the show was, and I want to thank you for bringing this well-hidden and important information our way. Your shows are always informative, helpful, and dot-connecting. Thank you for all the wonderful information you bring to us every single day. Most gratefully, Candy. You're welcome. Appreciate that. You know, every once in a while, it's just nice to know that, you know, you touch somebody and that the information you provide, that it has served them. Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill. Hello,
Bless
Bill.
You.
Hi.
Bless you, John. Thank you so very much.
Did I just sneeze? Oh, okay.
Your ever presence and productive reportage and observations, you know, being also pertinent and accurate, considering that Edgar Steele sits as a political prisoner, and his attorney has been charged successfully and is now apparently under disbarment.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, your underground reporters, the local level, would deem that Cindy would be misadvised as far as his standing, his standing court representation by bar, and it was immediately purged and challenged. Yeah, both of them are sitting under dark clouds of corporate oligarchic law.
Mm.
So I was hoping that everyone that you get to talk to has an opportunity to listen with you this evening to Road Warrior, who's going to have the Larkian call, and they're going to take it completely apart analytically for even the newbies, and they'll be able to understand appropriate course of action. Have you read the article?
No, I have not.
Do you have it available?
No, I do not.
Well, Miss Cindy Steele is still in North Idaho County, and, you know, address and information and emails were sent out. But the question still remained, and it was part of email package question of who made the recommendation for Amendola and what else did they expect.
All right. Hey, appreciate your call, Bill. Thank you. If you've got that article, send it over to me. Well, let's end this day on a really depressing note. So you're going to have the whole weekend to recover from yours truly. It's really not hard to find the words to describe the true horror of the national debt. The U.S. government has been the greatest debt binge in human history, and the day of reckoning is coming that is going to be so painful that it's going to shock America to its very core. We've lived so far above our means for so long that none of us has really any concept of what normal is like anymore. The United States has enjoyed the greatest party in history of the world. But now this decades-old party is ending and the bills are coming due. It was Dick Cheney who famously said, "Deficits don't matter." Well, try telling that to the nation of Greece right about now. The horror that Greece is just beginning to experience is a preview of what's going to happen to us as well. Only when it happens to us, it's going to be so much worse, because when we go down, we're going to bring the entire global financial system down with us. Now, what we've done to future generations is beyond sickening. Previous generations entrusted us the greatest economic machine in the history of the world, and we destroyed it. Now we're leaving to our children and our grandchildren the economic future that's been totally wiped out, and a national debt of more than $14 trillion that we expect them to repay. I'll get around to that $14 trillion figure here in a minute. In Washington, D.C. these days, there's a lot of talk about debt ceilings, but whatever the politicians do, it's not going to solve our debt problems. If the debt ceiling does not get raised, we move the financial pain into the present. World financial markets would crash, and that would be followed by a devastating economic nightmare. If we do raise the debt limit, that will kick the can down the road a little bit further. However, world financial markets will still crash eventually, and our eventual economic nightmare will be even worse. Well, can't we just inflate our way out of the debt? No, unfortunately, things are just not that easy. We try to inflate our way out of debt, interest rates will rise just as quickly as inflation does, and that would be absolutely catastrophic. Before interest rates reach 20%, we would hit a point where it would take every single dollar taken in by the federal government just to pay the interest on the national debt. Meanwhile, rapidly rising inflation would devastate the value of all your bank accounts and every other single financial asset that you own. So no, inflating our way out of debt is not going to work either. At the moment, the U.S. federal government is able to borrow gigantic quantities of money at super low interest rates. When that changes, all hell is going to be unleashed. As of June 20th, the U.S. national debt was $14,344,000 $24,186. 30 years ago, the national debt was about 14 times smaller. In other words, $344 billion 30 years ago. That sounds like something I could pull out of my cookie jar, doesn't it? It took the presidency of from George Washington to Ronald Reagan for the U.S. government to accumulate $1 trillion of debt. Since then, we've added another $13 trillion. As Dick Cheney said, that don't matter. The United States government is responsible for more than a third of all government debt in the entire world. If you divide up the national debt equally among all U.S. households, each one owes $125,000. Mandatory federal spending is going to surpass total federal revenue for the first time ever this year. It wasn't supposed to happen until 50 years from now. And that's what the bright boys with the smiley faces kicking that can down the road was telling us just a little while ago. 50 years from now. Between 07 and 010, or I'm sorry, 2010, U.S. GDP grew only almost 4.25%, but the national debt soared by 61% during that same time period. The federal government has borrowed $29,660 more dollars per household since Barry Sartorio signed the economic stimulus law. During Barry's first 2 years in office, the U.S. government added more to the U.S. national debt than the first 100 U.S. Congresses combined. The national debt is currently rising by well over $4 billion every single day. And guess what the government? It has to borrow $2 million more every single minute of every single day. The U.S. government borrows an average of about $168 million every single hour. The combined debt of the major GSEs, meaning Fannie, Freddie, Sally, and all those other people, has increased from $3.2 trillion in 2008 to $6.4 trillion in 2011, thanks to Bushy Boys, Barry Sartorio, U.S. Congress critters, you and me, the U.S. taxpayer, are guaranteeing that debt. Oh, and by the way, that debt is not even included in the $14.3 trillion. So you see, we're up to $20 trillion plus. And they won't tell us how many trillions of dollars were released to banks overseas to keep them from collapsing. I'm hearing 24, 25. But hey, what's a few trillion here or there? Some experts estimate that the unfunded liabilities of the U.S. government for programs such as Social Security, Medicare, are in the neighborhood of some $60 trillion. Other experts claim that the total federal government unfunded liabilities could be well over $100 trillion. But what almost everybody agrees on is it's going to be virtually impossible to even come close to meeting all those obligations. The government currently has to borrow approximately 41 cents of every single dollar that it spends. The total compensation? You're going to love this one, folks. I actually heard somebody say this the other day. They work for the government, so they're not worried about their job. You idiot. The total compensation that the federal government workforce earned last year came to a grand total of approximately $447 billion. Almost a half a trillion dollars. Almost a half a trillion dollars here for our little federal critters that are out there to eat our substance and throw regulations and threats and fines at us. Yeah, I think you people can be let out to pasture. The level of government waste in this country is absolutely mind-blowing. Here's a couple examples. The Department of Health and Human Services has announced a brand new $500 million program that will, among other things, seek to solve the problem of 5-year-old children that can't sit still in a kindergarten classroom. $500 million. I could have done that for $5 if somebody would have asked me. In the past, the U.S. government has spent $2.6 million to study the drinking habits of Chinese prostitutes. $400,000 to pay researchers to cruise bars. Was that with Barney Frank? In Buenos Aires, Argentina, to find out why gay men engage in risky sexual behavior when they're drunk. What, do they wear rubbers when they're not? The cost of the first week of airstrikes on Libya. First week, $600 million. Now keep in mind that the leader of the opposition in Libya has admitted that his forces contain large numbers of some al-Qaeda fighters, which is really a lie. just 1 day of war in Afghanistan costs more money than it took to build the entire Pentagon. I'm sure that's adjusted for inflation. In 1980, government transfer payments accounted for just 11.7% of all income. Today, government transfer payments account for 18.4% of all income. 59% of Americans now receive money from the federal government in one form or another. Back in 1965, only one out of 50 Americans was on Medicaid. Today, one out of every six Americans is on Medicaid, and that's growing. And they're getting sicker because they're eating the trash stuff out there. Back in 1950, each retiree's Social Security benefit was paid for by approximately 16 other workers. Today, each retiree's Social Security benefit is paid for by approximately 3.3 workers. By 2025, it's projected it will be approximately 2 workers for each retiree. U.S. households are now actually receiving more money from the U.S. government than they are paying to the U.S. government in taxes. Back in the 50s, corporate taxes amounted for about 30% of all federal revenue. In 2009, corporate taxes accounted for just 6.6%. The U.S. national debt has increased in size for 54 years in a row. If the U.S. government was forced to use GAAP accounting principles, like all publicly traded corporations must, the U.S. government budget deficit would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 to $5 trillion each and every year. According to the shocking U.S. government report, interest on the national debt and mandatory spending on entitlement programs will absorb approximately 92 cents of every dollar of federal revenue by the year 2019. A recently revised IMF policy paper entitled An Analysis of U.S. Fiscal and Generational Imbalances, Who will pay for it and how, projects the U.S. government debt will rise about 400% of GDP by 2050. I had a whole lot more, but that's enough to depress you for the weekend. I'll be back here with more depressing stuff on Monday. Thank you all for being here today, and thank you for your kind emails. Even I need a slap up the side of the head every once in a while. Thanks for being here, folks. We'll see you Monday.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar.